Audiobook from A Space Woman Speaks, through or via radio, to Rolf Tellano. Understanding Publishing Company, 1960, El Monte, California. But message was received in 1954. Quotation: "We normally live on a vibrational level, or wavelength, which is much higher than your own." Foreword: when a book is written for the purpose of reporting to the public information which its author has received from some other source, the value of the book will plainly depend upon a number of factors, among which are the nature of the source of information, the means of communication, and the completeness and the accuracy with which the receiver is able to set forth the information which he has received. Many persons tend to view with skepticism information which has been received through means other than our commonly accepted modes of earthly communication, especially when that communication has taken place over very long distances. In the present era, however, when communication over long distances has become commonplace, and when the impossibility of yesterday becomes the accepted fact of today, thinking people are more concerned with the value of a message than with the means of its transmission. The following text was received by Rolf Tellano in 1954, but because it was felt at that time there would be little likelihood of its acceptance by the general public, its publication was delayed until today, when the factuality of telepathic communication has become more generally known and accepted. We present this book with the hope that you may find much of interest and value within its pages. Daniel W. Fry, Publisher. Introduction: Sightings of strange objects in the sky, popularly known as flying saucers, are so numerous and so well verified that no really intelligent person can now doubt their existence. Certain details force most of them to accept the fact that these spacecraft could not originate on planet Earth. The questions which they now ask, often fearfully, are: what are the sources? Where do they come from? What sort of beings operate them? What is their purpose here? As one of the race of people who control these craft, I shall attempt, with the aid of various associates, to answer these questions. It is my hope that I may thus be able to still the fears of the frightened ones, and encourage the hopes of those who will accept my statements. To introduce myself, my name, translated into your written language, is Borealis. It might be noted that all names used in this explanation have been thus translated. The means of identification which we use would mean nothing to you, and we have attempted to give you, instead, those which would be understandable in your language. The planet which you call Venus is my home. Although do not regard myself as a native, since my people did no originate here. Remark: my present home is not on the Venus you see, but on a higher frequency level world which is somewhat larger than the Venus which you know. See later in this book. Your scientists may tell you that life on this planet is impossible, because the Venusian atmosphere is unsuitable for life. Actually, conditions on the surface of the planet do not concern us, as will be explained later. The planet does, however, teem with life forms of every sort. As a matter of fact, all of the planets and their moons contain life of some sort. The tests which your astronomers have made reached no further than the stratosphere of the various planets, which give no indication as to the conditions on the surface 100 miles or so below. These same tests made on your own stratosphere would indicate that neither are the chemical and temperature conditions suitable for life. To continue the introduction, I am the High Priestess of the Mother Temple of our people on Venus. The details on our religious beliefs are not important to this explanation, but I will tell you that we are monotheists, recognizing one supreme deity as the first cause and creator of all things. We call it the Unnameable, because we believe that no word or name can create the correct mental picture of it. A mind housed in a mortal and finite shell cannot, by its very nature, correctly comprehend that which is immortal and infinite. It has no standards of comparison. Many of your people will reject what I say because they do not have enough education to understand it. Most of your men of science will also reject it because they have too much education, of the wrong sort. Even among those whom we regard as the more advanced among you, there will be some who will at first feel inclined to reject it, because parts of what I say may be in conflict with some religion or philosophy which they have adopted. But the remaining ones will, I believe, be sufficient in number to make my efforts worthwhile. Since I am a mortal being, what I say is subject to all the errors of mortals. While I do have access to records and other sources of information which are not available to you, I am neither omniscient nor infallible, nor, perhaps, entirely free from prejudice. My people, whom you may call the Gnors, are far in advance of yours in science. I also like to think that, on the average, they are somewhat higher in ethics. There are exceptions, however. All is not sweetness and good among us. There are quite wide variations of good and evil. We are neither demons come to destroy you, nor gods come to magically deliver you. We are, in the final analysis, just people. People who are not greatly different from earth folk deep inside, people who live and love, and hope and fear, and, on occasion, laugh and weep. We regard you and greet you as brothers in the truest sense of the word. Borealis. Comment. All planets as well as living beings else, have six main levels of existence, and many of most of the UFOs comes from those higher levels, but can make, a dive, so to say, into lower worlds, and adjust their, material frequency, to fit into the level they will visit, watch over or make help to. Chapter 1 In the Beginning. The Gnors, who operate most, but not all, of the strange craft seen in your skies, are one of the elder races or guardians of your planet. At the present time we are the largest group operating.